The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jeremiah Johnson of Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota.
Deep in the recesses of our souls, we all have a fear of being abandoned. When my daughter was still a young baby, I remember one night when my wife could not leave the room. Anytime I would come in, she would scream because that meant that my wife was leaving. And so she would scream for fear of being abandoned. And I think deep down we're all a little bit like my daughter. We're afraid of being abandoned by our friends, by our parents, or maybe that someday our spouse will come home and tell us that it's all over, or that we might die alone. You know, we're afraid of being vulnerable, alone, unloved, unimportant. That's what we're afraid of. It seems appropriate that Jesus would call us sheep, because sheep also have every reason to fear abandonment. You know, sheep can't provide for themselves. They can't protect themselves. You leave them alone in the pasture, they're pretty much sitting ducks for wolves and other hungry creatures. An abandoned sheep is a dead sheep. And Jesus warns us in the gospel about those who will abandon us. He calls those the hired hands. It says that the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep, but when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. When the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it, the man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. And who are these hired hands? Well, they are the things and the people that you put your faith and your trust in to protect you. So that means they can be pretty much anything. Hired hands can be your money, or the government, or the TV preachers, your employer, insurance policies, or even your family. And it's not to say that any of these things are bad in and of themselves, but when they become our hired hands, when we put our trust and our hope in them instead of the Good Shepherd, we set ourselves up for abandonment. We hire out our hope and we trust in people who will inevitably abandon us, because the hired hands don't care for the sheep. Your money doesn't love you. Your employer may only be looking at the bottom line. You know, and even your family sadly, may turn their backs on you if your offense is serious enough. Now, whether it's intentional or not, everyone and everything will abandon us. They'll all fail to be able to help us. Everyone, that is, except for the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd isn't like the hired hands. He won't abandon us. No matter the danger or the offense, the Good Shepherd will not leave us as fodder for the wolves. He will stand his ground. He will fight for his sheep, and he will lay down his own life so that we might live. He will not abandon us in this life. And he will not abandon us in death either. Our loved ones have no choice but to abandon us when they die. But not so with the Good Shepherd. He let himself be cruelly drug away by his enemies. He let himself be torn apart by our vicious sins. He let himself die at the hands of the wandering sheep. But the Good Shepherd did not abandon his flock. He did not abandon us. On the third day, he broke death's grip and gathered his flock to himself once more. Not even death itself could keep our shepherd from coming to us. And if the Father didn't abandon Jesus to the grave, he won't abandon us to the grave. That means for those who are in Christ, our inevitable abandonment is always only a temporary abandonment. Your parents may die, but they will not abandon you forever. Your child is not separated from you for eternity. And finally, your death will not be abandonment, but a little time away. The Good Shepherd did not abandon his sheep when he died. He will not abandon his sheep when they die. He will come and raise them from the dead, never to taste his abandonment again. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Jeremiah Johnson of Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.